Once again, Michael Feldman.
Do you know how cute you are?
Yet.
You know, I thought so. But you know who also is cute? You.
Thanks.
But did you know it?
Yeah.
Show me a kid who doesn't know he's cute. You know, I mean, they all know at that age. What's your name, honey?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, beautiful name. And your?
Tessa.
Vanessa and you guys rhyme. That is so cute. Vanessa and Tessa, ladies and gentlemen, gracing our audience. Vanessa and Tessa. That's almost like me. I named my kids from the same name. You know, my daughters are Ellie and Nora, but they'll both come from Eleanor. So like Vanessa and Tessa could be like one name, basically, that you stretched apart. Did you ever think of that?
No, I did not think about that.
Will you think about it now?
I have no choice.
The power of the media, once again, ladies and gentlemen, tearing families apart. Shaker Heights attorney Harold Modorsky. Where is Harold Modorsky, Shaker Heights attorney?
Over here.
If you need an attorney in Shaker Heights, ladies and gentlemen, Harold Modorsky, I'll say no more. He's connected. Where is he? Stand up here, Harold Modorsky. Come on over here. What, you couldn't wear a pair of pants to the show?
No, this is all I have.
Do you have a pair of pants, long
at
pants?
At the hotel, one pair.
Yeah. Why are you up here, Harold Modorsky?
We're visiting one of our sons who works in Madison, went to college here.
Yeah. So is that any reason to come here? Or, I mean, you know, other places you could go.
We've listened to this show for years, and we thought it'd be fun.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. And how is Shaker Heights these days?
Very nice. This is the right time of year to be there.
Yeah.
It's spring.
That's why you're here, right?
Yeah. Well, but just here for the weekend.
And what is your question, Harold Modorsky?
I think I asked where the closest place to this theater is where I could go see safely a live badger.
You know, this is a great misnomer about Wisconsin. We actually there are no badgers. And no cows. I mean, people always think of cows. Yeah, and that's a stuff. That's not real. That's real. That's stuff, ma'am. I'm sorry to break it to you. So it's called the badger state because of the way our wives treat us. It goes way back. Constantly badgered. So then say, oh, here's a badger, you know, a guy from Wisconsin. It's kind of pejorative, really.
Okay, so I can't find a badger anywhere here.
Well, the zoo has one. The zoo, yeah.
Or else I talk to your
but
wife.
It's imported from Michigan. You talk to my wife. Yeah, that's it. Please, somebody has to.
Nice
you
to
so
meet
much.
You. Thank you.
That's Harold Modorsky. If you need an attorney, Shaker Heights, Ohio. Okay. You know what? I'm running a little late here, so I'm going to go right to the four disclaimers, I think, and we're going to try to set up the quiz here. I'll meet you down at this aisle here, dear. Okay? I'm not going to race you. Don't make me run. Come on. Slow down. I'm not there yet. Okay. Well, come on down over here a little bit so we can... How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. And you are?
Margaret Anderson.
Are you from around here, Margaret?
I am. From Milwaukee originally, but I've been here for about 20 years.
Okay. What do you do these days?
I'm a paralegal.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
I hope you heal. And why don't you do the honors, and I'll give this to you.
Thank you. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. LeBron, I believe we're not in Cleveland anymore. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the phone lines, office phones, trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight. We love you, Jim.
Nice job. Beautifully done. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. You say you've come here all the way from wherever you came here from, Shaker Heights or wherever. This gentleman here is the only one, so it makes it a lot easier. But you come down. All right, well, we'll get maybe next time. But this, he had his hand up first. I saw him. Come on down here to this aisle if you would, sir. Are you just a volunteering type? Are you a type who volunteers?
So I got to be on it.
It's a dream.
Oh, really? Really? I'm in your dream, so that's pretty cool. And you are?
Sean DeWeese.
Sean, and are you from around here? Or?
No, Missouri.
Where in Missouri?
St. Joseph. It's north of Kansas City.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. Sean, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because it's a lifelong dream.
It's a lifelong dream. We've never even had that before. Come on down, Sean. Come on down here. Let's get you up here. We'll get you set up. As we ascend the What Do You Know stage, you can bound up there, Sean. You're in good shape. Have it sit there. That's your water if you want it. Water, and I can get, you know, some mixed nuts or something. Or something, if you want a little treat or something. Get you going there. And Sean, what are you doing these days?
In wastewater, industrial wastewater.
You're in wastewater?
Yep.
Isn't that uncomfortable? Isn't that the slightest bit uncomfortable?
It's glamorous.
Yeah. What part of wastewater are you in?
Industrial discharges, so the really nasty chemicals that go into the sewage, making sure they don't upset the treatment process.
And how do you do that?
A lot of sampling and testing.
Yeah.
And a lot of letter writing.
If you find something that's upsetting the balance, what do you do? How do you stop it, though?
You just go talk to them and work with them.
You talk to the wastewater?
You talk to the people discharging the wastewater.
Oh, I see. So you go around all these plants and things and manufacturers and... And how do they take that when they're told their wastewater is too wasteful?
Fairly well.
They do?
Yeah, if you can narrow it down for them and really explain what the problem is, then...
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's great. And this is all around St. Joseph, or
yep.
That part of Missouri and so forth?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you here with family?
Just my brother-in-law.
Well, that's family.
Yes,
what do you mean, just
is.
My brother?
He's don't, close to family.
Don't say just your brother. Where is just your brother-in-law?
Raise your hand. I can't see.
There he is. Okay,
there
he's taking
he
your
is.
Picture right now. Here. Put us together. You got it? Takes a while to take a picture, doesn't it? But that's
yeah,
brother-in-law's for you.
It's an iPhone.
Yeah, okay. Are you like best friends with your brother-in-law?
Nah, we're getting there.
Yeah? What has been holding it up, you think?
Out of distance, probably. We're about 2 hours apart.
So. Oh, okay. That's cool. Okay, Sean, you know how this works?
Yep.
Someone up there plays along with you. How do they get through and play on the quiz, Michelle?
Well, Michael, they pick up the phone and call 1-800-942-5669 and answer the qualifying question.
Okay, the world is overweight. Individuals in the world are overweight, particularly here, I guess, in Wisconsin is what I'm saying. The world needs to lose how many million tons of weight as a whole. Within how many should that be? How many million tons should that be, Jim? Jim says within 7 million tons of weight. The world needs to lose the total weight we're talking about, millions of tons, the world as a whole needs to lose to be on the right weight. And you know it's not going to happen, but let's go to the phones right now, see if anyone knows that, like Idaho Falls. P.J. Stevens. Hey, P.J. Oops. That was P.J. Stevens in Idaho Falls. He had something to do. Norman, though, is in Cleveland Heights.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine, Norman.
We need to lose 400 million pounds. Tons.
A little less. Quite a bit less.
A little less.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, the phone is still ringing at Shirley's residence in Raytown, Kansas. Maybe not. Let's go to Ted in Kenosha. Hey, Ted.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I'm good. But, you know, the world as a whole needs to lose a lot of weight. We're talking about millions of tons of weight we need to lose, but not so many millions of tons.
Yeah, I think about 100 million tons.
No.
Darn it.
Think about it again, Ted.
300 million tons?
No, you're way high. You're way high, Ted.
Oh, 10 million tons.
You're kind of low.
I think the world needs to lose 25 million tons.
No. I don't know, Ted. You're beating around the bush. Let's split the difference. What would you say?
Between
20 million and 10 million.
Between 20 and 10 million,
yeah.
I think the world needs to lose 15 million tons.
That's fine. It's 16.5 million. It's so obvious that you were going to get it eventually. Anyway, Ted, this is Sean.
Hello.
Hey, Sean.
Ted's in Kenosha. There, what are you doing in Kenosha, Ted?
I'm in advertising.
Oh, you are? Okay. I used to live there, you know.
I heard that,
Didn't grow up there, but spent the best part of my youth there.
Good.
So two of you guys, you work together, you met, right? You cool with that? Anything else you want to bond?
I don't know.
Take them out with a brother-in-law with their time. All right, Ted and Sean, you are a team. We have various categories to choose from. And Michelle, what are those?
Those categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Ted, what'd you pick first one? What would you like?
Things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention.
Okay, the Titans. These are the ones who were the sons and daughters of somebody in mythology. Okay, the Titans. I want to know, is the Titans were the sons and daughters of who? Was it Zeus, Apollo, or Uranus?
Huh.
That God always gets a laugh. I don't know why. Only God who gets a laugh every time.
Sean, what do you think?
I think Apollo, but I'm not positive. I would lean towards Apollo.
I was kind of leaning towards Zeus.
Okay. Well, none of you are leaning towards Uranus, and that's what it is. I don't mean that ironically.
That's one wrong and none right.
Okay. Very good. Don't worry about that. That was a tough one.
Shake.
But neither of you had it, so I had to let you go on that. What's left there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Sean, which one would you like?
Let's try science.
Science. Okay, science. Are you up here for some kind of event or something?
Family vacation at the Dells. So we just drove down for the morning. So.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for doing that. Have you seen all the
water
parks?
Yep, we had a full week. Yep.
And stuff?
Mount Olympus, the whole nine.
Yeah, if you get out on the water there, you know, behind everything, into the actual Dells, it's really very pretty.
Yeah, we went back on some tours. So.
Yeah, cool. Which is more likely to reduce a man's fertility, his job or his beer?
Uranus.
I'm going to give you credit for that because that's okay. Well, let's give him credit. All right, now let's go with the real answer here. Job or beer, which could more affect his quality of fertility stuff? I don't want to say it because it's...
I don't know. What do you think, Sean?
Michigan, but you can't say certain things.
I'm thinking job on this one. Sitting, standing,
job?
The positions you're in, yep.
Cool. Ted?
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Job. Drink as much beer as you want, man. It's good for you and helps fertility.
One right and one wrong.
There's no fertility without beer in a man, actually. That's pretty much a known fact. Yes, what's left there, Michelle?
We have left people, places, or odds and ends.
People, places, odds and ends. Ted.
How about people?
How about people, huh? I was just saying that this morning. How about people? Percentage of people who can overlook bad breath and still have a good first date. Okay. I don't remember this dating process, but I know that was kind of a killer. But is it 0.4%, 2%, or 14%? Can overlook bad breath on a first date.
I was
and
thinking.
Say it was still good.
I was thinking 25, so I'd have to go with 14.
14%. Okay.
You think 14 is? You think
maybe
14
I'm being generous. I don't
you're
know.
You're very forgiving.
Maybe not.
I'm not saying not to go. I'm just saying okay. You are. It's a good quality. I was just noting.
All right.
Ted, what do you think?
I agree if the audience seems to think 14 is good.
That's contingent on a lot that you can't allow. So you have 14%, you're going to go
14.
With that? 14.
14? Sure.
14%. I'm surprised myself. I don't know if we're being honest or not on that one.
Good job, Sean.
Two right and one wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is there. You sound like Siri sometimes. It's so weird. Get me a drink of water.
Yes, Mr. Feldman.
Siri doesn't do that yet, but she will. When they get the 5, you know, the iPhone 5, she actually will bring you things. It's going to be pretty cool. I'm getting one then. What'd you say? 2 and 1, right?
Yep. 2 right, 1 wrong.
And what's left?
Places or odds and ends.
Places or odds and ends. Sean?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay.
There you go.
So you got kids and stuff with you?
Yep. Four kids with us.
You got four kids?
Yep.
Two. All 4 years?
Two are mine, two are his.
Yeah. What do you got?
8 and 5-year-old, older girl and younger boy.
Oh, nice. Perfect. If fecal bacteria sounds bad to you, and it probably does to you, what's the one thing you should not touch in your hotel room? Well, the worst thing you can possibly touch if you're worried about certain types of bacteria that you can't say in Michigan. Is it A, the light switch, B, the remote, or C, the toilet handle?
I think I've heard it's the remote.
Okay. you hear any other ones?
I've heard all of them. Maybe the handle, the light switch.
You've heard all those?
Yeah.
You talk to a lot of people, I guess, in your business, because it's sort of along these lines.
What do you think?
CFUs, they call them. Yes.
Yeah, the light switch sounds good.
Light switch? What makes you say that, Ted?
Well, I was going to guess the old standby Uranus, but that wasn't one of the answers.
Ted, you got to stop with it. I know you're from Kenosha, so I'm cutting you some slack, you know?
Thanks, Michael.
But enough with that.
Maybe not the light switch. Maybe the remote.
No, wait a minute. Let's go back. Let's backtrack. Before I upbraided you. What? Would you say light switch?
Light switch.
He says the light switch is the thing to avoid.
I agree.
Yes, it's the light switch, and the one that you can't avoid. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Put a sock over your hand and then turn on the lights. They've won.
They have.
And what have they won?
They shone, you will keep high and dry under any summer thunderstorm with a grass and daisies pattern umbrella from Omaha's Lauritsen Gardens, an urban oasis of beauty and tranquility. And Ted, you've won Steep and Brew Breakfast Blend as well as a packet of Costa Rican Terrazoo grown high in the Pacific slopes. Smooth, sweet, and bursting with flavor from Madison's Steep and Brew Coffee. We know beans about coffee. And each of you can make everything taste better with a shaker of Bloody Mary seasoning by Johnny Velvet of Mary's House of Vodka from Something Special from Wisconsin. And spend the rest of the summer playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including chips, questions, contestants, and a real live audience, along with the sporty Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing. Available exclusively at notmuch.com.
He uses his foot on that.